All right, so where were you at kind of in your life when you were preparing for to make this album?
So, that's a good question. I was kind of, yeah, Woodinville, Seattle. I was just home, and I had taken some time off, and I just, it was interesting because I had had a quite a long period of not writing music, and had never really experienced that since I started making music when I was like 13 years old. I just started writing, and songs would pour out, and I was always working on new music from a pretty young age. But I realized a year had gone by and I hadn't written a new song, and that's kind of the backdrop for it. Like I was pretty blocked creatively before the record started to come out, and luckily things just kind of exploded for me, and I wrote this record in just a few months. Like it was in a few months period, like the entire thing had poured out, and I wrote like 30 songs in a couple months.
Wow.
And yeah, it was really, really a good experience finally to, just when I did write the record, things came were very fluid and came out very easily.
From a journalist point of view, it's like it's hard to get writer's block because you're writing every day about things that are going on around you. Like inspiration is like right around the corner, but for a songwriter, it's very different. Can you just kind of take us into your creative process? Like, how do you get that inspiration to write a song?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the $1 million question. It's like, I think everybody goes a little bit differently, but I think I at least came to realize what stops you from having the inspiration, and it's just being like overly self-critical, and especially I've made a lot of records, and I think I had like a perspective of what I should be doing and what I needed to, like a box I kind of needed to fit in to stay, I don't know, just what I thought my music should sound like, and maybe what I thought would be appropriate or what other people would like too. And I think that's really bad for creativity. It's like you can't get stuck in those constructs. It's easy to do, but if you do, then it's just really, really hard to be fluid and let things flow and be inspired. And that's totally what happened to me. But my process opened up because, I realized why I started doing it in the first place, and it was really just because I like to play with words, and it's always been very lyrics focused.
Yes.
Like in terms of my process, I've started with the words, and that's I like to play with words and just having just a simple turn of a phrase or something can that's what gets me excited, and I just started doing that again, and just approaching it like a kid who just wants to have fun, playing music. And it's so easy to get away from that when you've been doing it for a long time. This will be my 8th record, and I think I was just taking it way too seriously.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I mean, you've been doing this for about 15 years, even longer, but you've changed a lot in 15 years. I mean, you're married, you've got kids, it's like it's a different experience now. So how do you think those changes have affected your music?
Yeah, I feel like if anything, I just wanted to, that's a great question. I don't really know. I don't really know if that has affected my music as much as just, the way I relate to life in general. Which has changed a lot as I've gotten older. You get wiser, you get more perspective on life, And, you know, I think the things that you care about change a lot, mm-hmm. and that has affected my music a ton. Like, you know, just because I'm not the same reckless kid I was back then, you know, but I still just write from the same place, I feel like. You know, it's always just about finding something true and pure, and it's the way I try to understand life in general. Like, you know, I use art to make some sense out of the madness that we all have to experience for, you know, being human. So
there's a lot of songs on the album that are very, you know, emotionally gripping, but the title track, it just sounds like there's a great story behind it. So, I mean, if you felt like it, if you could tell us, like, how that song came to be, I'd love to hear the story.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about For Hostile Handshake?
Yes.
Yeah, I really feel like it's a story of, you know, it's kind of a story of redemption and healing. And that's kind of a lot of what the record is about for me. Like, I feel like this period of writing kind of, I don't know, the themes, you know, it kind of comes back to that theme over and over. And it was a period of healing for me. And I just, you know, these songs, I feel like they, you know, they kind of just, well, I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say, but the metaphor that keeps coming to mind is one of a very sick person who is cleaning out old boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like every one of the boxes they go through and get rid of leaves them feeling a little bit better and with a little more understanding, a little less depression and anxiety and fear of life in general or madness. And that's kind of, you know, that's sort of the backdrop or story that I see in that song.
What box do you think was the most important for you to clear out?
I think there was so many from growing up the way I did in Texas and just like, you know, the culture I was around. Probably the things that led me to having severe depression. I think those are the kind of, you know, psychological boxes. I mean, we all have things like that we've gone mm-hmm. through, like some kind of trauma
sure.
in our life. And I think that's the universal theme that's in that song and that's the thread that goes through the record is like, you know, no matter whether you had like a relatively easy childhood, you know, comparatively or a really fucked up, confusing, harsh childhood, you know, there's something that we've all, there's some ego that we all have that we, you know, eventually I think that's the point of life is to go through and clean that out, you know, to figure out why we have the habits that we have, the patterns that are destructive in our lives, like all those sort of things. And, you know, and just getting real with yourself and sorting that stuff out is, you know, for me, it's what makes me feel like I'm becoming a better person or growing and, you know, learning how to relate to reality and do the things that are important and like be there for my family and take care of the people around me, which is what leads to happiness for me. You know, that's kind of, I guess back to the earlier question, I felt like I couldn't really answer. I think that's really how, having a family and growing up a little bit has changed my perspective on, you know, writing and being an artist.
Okay.
Like the role of an artist, you know?
Yeah. All right, man, let's have a little bit of fun. What's a song on your iPhone or your, you know, your iPad or whatever that you listen to that you absolutely love, but you're ashamed of? Like one of those like mbop songs, like, you know, one of those songs that people based on your style would never expect that you love, but you do.
Totally. Hold on. Let me, I don't know the name of the song, but I'm looking at my iPod right now. Because I know which song I want to talk about, but let's see. I don't know if people would really think it's that bad, but... I like, you know, like a guilty pleasure, I guess, would be Katy Perry. Because I think she's really, really good. I mean, I'm not ashamed to admit it. but yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like Last Friday Night is a great song. I like that whole record, actually. I'm just going to go ahead and go on record saying that. But no, I think she's awesome because I just, you know, she owns it. She just does her thing, and she's, like, so self-confident. And it's funny, you know? It's just, it's good, I think. I mean, I think she just, did you see the Super Bowl? I mean.
Bottom line, why do you think someone should buy this record? Like, if you could kind of have that moment where you see somebody at the record store and they've got, like, the record in their hand and they've got that look on their face, like, do I buy this? And they don't know. And you could kind of, like, just go up behind them and not scare the crap out of them, but, you know, be like, all right, this is why you should pick this up. What do you think you'd say?
I mean, that's such a good question because it's so not me. Like, I would never, like, I don't know. I would never try to talk someone into buying it, but I, you know, I'm really excited about it, you know, and if anyone is a fan of my music, I think that they'd be interested to see, you know, the next step that I'm taking, like the chapter that's opening, because I feel like it's just, you know, it's really, I think there's a good energy that I captured with the record. I feel like this is the most exciting thing I've done in a really long time. And, you know, I feel like I pushed a lot of boundaries with this record and just kind of, you know, it feels like, I don't know if rebirth or like some sort of reinvention is the right word, but that's how it feels to me. Like it's definitely, you know, fresh and urgent and, you know, it was really important for me not to overthink things on this record, and so it's more of a rock record, you know. So I might warn them about that. You know, there's still some dark folk songs on there, you know, some sad dark folk. But if people know me, you know, that they'll be looking for that kind of thing, and I think that's still there. Like the songs are very much still there, but you know, I got people together that I trusted and let them trust their instincts you know, I wasn't too overly controlling on this. I feel like I really embraced the spirit of collaboration. And I think that feeling just comes through in the record, and I'm really happy with the energy that's captured on it.
Speaking of which, what was it like to work with Chris Walla?
Oh, it was awesome, man. We recorded Suicide Medicine together in 2003, and so, you know, I knew what it was like to make a record with him in the past, yeah, it was cool, you know. It was like, he was going through a transition for sure, you know, had just left Death Cab, and, I mean, literally, like, I think, like, a couple weeks before we started working on the record, like, he had made that announcement, and so, you know, I think it was an intense time for him, but I feel like that really added to the urgency and creativity, because he was fully focused on, you know, production, because I think that's what that's going to be his life now. You know, he had more space, and it opened up for him, and he was really invested in the record. I mean, he played on every single song pretty much, except for, I think, the last song, which is just me acoustic, but yeah, I mean, it was intense at times. I feel like just a really good collaboration, and you know, he added so much to it in terms of the sound.
All right, man. Is there anything else that you want to say to your listeners getting excited about the release of this album?
I am gonna be doing a lot of shows this year, so just keep an eye out on the website, you know, come out to see a show. I think I'll be doing a full U.S. tour with a full band this summer. The dates aren't announced yet, but will be soon, within the next few weeks. And, yeah, so I'm excited for that.